And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Hey, my friends, this is Akasha Shabakan. I'm glad you joined us. We've got one heck of a show for you today because Akasha's taking the gloves off. I'm taking the gloves off. I'm tired of it. So, we're going to start fighting back today. This is not about government. This is not about religion. It's about people. It's about people. Here's what got me started on this. I have shared with you all about a number of years ago, my spiritual teacher that lifted me up and got me rolling on this path that I'm on this spiritual path that I've been pursuing for 30 years. Okay? Well, let me go into the story like this. It started today. I was with this person, my spiritual teacher, as I've called him for years and years, and what I have repeatedly found with him here over the past few years is that he has become a born-again Christian. And as a born-again Christian, if I study something that's outside of Christianity, then, you know, he looks at me like, well, what are you reading that junk for? It's junk. You know, I've studied all that stuff. He calls it self-help. It's self-help stuff. And I've studied all that stuff years ago, and I'm in the process now of practicing what I learned. Well, wrong answer, my friend, because here's the real penny story about what you're saying right now. Is that years ago, when he first became my teacher, he never really sat down and talked about exactly spiritual concepts and stuff that he believed in, but he sure didn't sit around and talk about Jesus all the time. And he was really what you would call New Agey. I mean, he was alternative medicine, heal yourself kind of stuff, and what have you, alternative medicines and alternative belief systems and so forth and so on. And then what happened to him is that one period in his life he got hooked on drugs. And during this period he became very ill. He became very, very ill. And at times I'm sure that he thought he was going to die. Everybody around him thought that he was on the verge of death. And because of that, somebody came along and they said, you know, here you are, you're really sick, you could die at any time, and you really need to give your life to Jesus. You need to be born again or go to hell. So, what did he do? He got born again, if that's what you want to call it. I call it fake-o snake-o, because it's totally fake. Because after that happened with him, I don't know that somebody came to him and drug him into the Christian church like that, but here's what I'm saying. Is he had these alternative beliefs. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was like, boom, today's alternative. Tomorrow, he's all Christian. I mean, it was a total flip-flop for this guy. He went from total alternative to totally Christian. Totally Christian. Totally committed Christian. So, being a good friend of his, we were able to talk to each other about anything. And so, having seen this and watched this happen to him, I mean, it was like somebody just flipped a switch on the guy, and he flipped from alternative to mainstream Christian just like overnight. So I had to question, where did this come from? Here was his answer to me. Here was his answer to me. Well, you know, it's a possibility. What if something happened to me and I were to die tomorrow? It's a possibility. I don't want to go to hell. And this was an alternative that could keep him from going to hell. He became afraid for his soul. And he thought that because he was not a what we call a born-again Christian, that God might not welcome him into heaven if he were to pass. So, he just drop-kicked everything that he had about alternative beliefs and picked up on this Christian stuff and started going to church and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not getting down on any one religion. I'm not doing that. But I'm making a point. Just bear with me, because I'm making a point. So his reason for becoming this born-again Christian and making this overnight flip-flop was that it's just in case. It's just in case I've been wrong. That was his answer to me. Well, today, probably, let's say, today it's 2013, I'd say probably in 2005, 2004, someplace in that range of dates, is when he did this flip-flop. Okay? So he did it because, what if? What if I've been wrong and they're right? What do I have to lose? So he flip-flopped. He flip-flopped. Okay. Good enough. If you want to flip-flop, that's okay with me. But here's where I'm going to make my point. In conversations with them anymore, anytime I bring up a topic that might be a little new agey or alternative, an alternative belief to Christianity, then it's like, what are you studying that stuff for? That's old hat, old self-help stuff. It's a bunch of crap. Because why don't you practice what you've been studying for all these years? And you don't need self-help books. Okay. Well, here's my point. My point is, first of all, I do not study self-help. I'm not sitting reading a bunch of stuff that's going to make me a better salesman or make me be more popular and have more friends. Like, what's one of the mainstream books? Dale Carnegie would have his courses. Those are self-help stuff. It's nothing about spirituality. It's self-help. It's how to win friends and influence people. I don't care about that crap. I could care less about winning friends and influencing people. Okay? I have plenty of friends, and my friends either take me as I am or forget me because I'm not going to change. I am who I am, and I enjoy being me. I enjoy me, and I'm not going to flip just because somebody tells me that I'm studying self-help, because I'm not. I study spirituality, my friends. And if that translates into self-help, then so be it. But it's not over here in the self-help section of Dale Carnegie and whoever else might be in that section. Say maybe Tony Robbins might be a self-help kind of guru guy. Whatever. I know Tony, I'm no offense, buddy. I know you hate that term, but I'm sorry you get kicked into that place. So many people call you self-help, and I know that you hate that, and I apologize for it. But your popularity is believed to be self-help. All right. So, whenever we have these discussions, my friend, who was my mentor and my spiritual teacher for so many years, now, because he's flip-flopped and become this Christian guy, then what I read and study is nonsense. And what he reads and studies is factual. And let me tell you, my friends, he reads stuff, and in our discussions, he'll tell me that this is fictional. I know it's fictional, but it's got truth in it. And he equates these fictional writings, these stories that he reads, to reality. And that, my friends, is like me reading who can I think of here real quick? Dr. Seuss. And saying that it's real. You know? Come on, give me a break. So anyway, I'm just sick and tired of taking this crap because you believe one thing and I believe another. And you believe that I'm wrong because you're right and I have to be wrong. That's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. I'm not getting down on anybody's religion. I'm not going to. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't want anybody getting down on my beliefs either. I don't want people making fun of me because I believe a certain way. I'll tell you another little incident that happened to me one time. A preacher and his wife, I was visiting with, Christian minister. Whatever happened to love, I don't know, but Christian minister and his wife, in my house, started giving me a bunch of crap one night about reincarnation. You don't believe in that stuff, do you? You believe in reincarnation? Well, here was my answer, and this remains my answer to this day. And this happened in probably 2005. No, it wasn't even 2005. Jesus, way before that, it was probably 2001 or two, I guess. And they were telling me, well, you believe in reincarnation. So that makes you some kind of an idiot because you believe in reincarnation. How could you believe in something so crazy? My response to that question was, I don't believe in reincarnation. I haven't read anything to disprove it. I haven't studied anything to disprove it. I haven't studied anything that convinces me of it. So I'm just sitting here neutral. I have no opinion one way or the other. The opinion that I have is that it's a possibility. It's a possibility. It exists out here in the world of infinite possibilities. Okay? And that is my belief about it. I believe that it exists in the world of infinite possibilities. But because they were on my case so hard, because they thought that even by saying that it could be a possibility, that I must be some kind of a nut or something. So my response back to them was, well, okay, so you don't believe in reincarnation. But in my view, in my mind, reincarnation looks as viable to me as virgin birth. And we know about a virgin birth, don't we? If you've ever studied any Christian theology, you know that Jesus was born of a virgin. Now, to me, that makes no sense at all. It makes no more sense than reincarnation. Actually, it doesn't make as much sense as reincarnation. In my mind, that's all I'm saying. In my mind. So don't come in here sticking your nose up in the air, looking down your nose at me, going, oh, well, you're some kind of New Age idiot that believes in reincarnation and stupid stuff like that. I suppose you believe in psychics and stuff too, don't you? Well, again, not necessarily, but I believe that maybe they do exist in the realm of infinite possibilities. Okay? That doesn't make me some kind of a crazy because I say it's in the realm of infinite possibility. But don't come at me with your little Bible, with your New Testament, and try to tell me that this stuff is all factual when you can't prove anything that's in that book. You cannot prove it. And whenever people can come and start sitting down with me and showing me that they can prove everything that was written in that New Age book or in that New Testament book, hey, they might get a convert. But until then, I'm going to stay open. I'm keeping an open mind about it. All right? I can't say that I believe in anything really as far as deities, except that I do believe in God. I do believe in God. But why do I have to have a savior? In my mind, I'm my savior. I don't look for somebody else to save me. I look for me to save myself. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. You know, we talk about karma. Anybody listening to me ever hear of karma? Have you ever heard of it? I'm sure that you have. If you didn't believe or at least know about some of this stuff, you wouldn't even be listening to me. I would be so off the wall, you wouldn't even think about turning me on and listening to 1 minute of what I have to say. So we're going to assume that you have heard about karma. Whether you believe in it or not is totally up to you. I don't care. But I'll bet you've heard of it. So again, I'm going to go back to my friend, my teacher. And I want to talk to him about an old belief that comes from the Catholic Church. And it's basically the same thing as karma. It's basically the same thing. And it's called the concept of purgatory. And purgatory to the Catholics is a place that we might go after death that would be like hell, but a place that eventually, once you've paid for your sins and suffered enough, you can get out of purgatory and then go to heaven. Okay? Hell, on the other hand, is a permanent place of suffering, which there is no escaping. Okay? So, karma and purgatory, to me, mean almost the same thing. Almost. They're both a place where you pay for your transgressions, whether it's here on this earth, which we believe mostly that karma takes place on this earth, or if you believe in reincarnation and more than living more than one life, it might be something that you pay for in between lives or in another life. But sometime you're going to pay for those transgressions. Okay, I believe in karma. I do, because I've seen it operate in my life. I know my transgressions, and I know that I have paid for my transgressions. I know that. As well as I'm sitting here talking to you, I know that I have paid for transgressions. I'm not saying that I've paid for every one of them, but man, I've paid for a bunch of them. I've paid for a ton of them. I might still have some paying to do. I don't know that. I'm hoping that my karmic debt is paid. I hope like crazy that my karmic debt is paid. Okay? So that way, I no longer have that negative karma to deal with. It's already been dealt with and paid for, so to speak. Okay, so then if we look at purgatory, in the minds of the Catholics, when you go to purgatory, you're going to pay for those sins until after you die. Okay, so whenever you die, whatever sins you've committed, as long as they're not sins that can't be overcome, you will pay for them in the afterlife in purgatory. And then, after you've paid for them, perhaps you can go to heaven. All right, well, my friend doesn't... I don't know if he believes in karma. I think he kind of believes in karma. Sort of does, because I know it used to be part of his belief system for sure. But since he's become a Christian, I don't know whether he does or not. But I know he believes in heaven and hell. So what's he think, that these sins or transgressions, whatever you want to call them, he doesn't have to pay for them in this life, but, you know, all he had to do is say, "Go, Jesus, have mercy on my soul and save me from my transgressions," and he'll go directly to heaven. Okay, well, if that's your belief, good for you. But I think he kind of believes in karma. I think that still rattles around in his consciousness. But if you talk about purgatory, see, he can't open up his mind enough to get his mind around the concept that purgatory is so similar to karma. That they're practically the same thing. They're practically the same thing. All right, so I get my head around both of those beliefs. The difference being is I believe, probably from my own experience, that karma is working right now. It works as I walk through life, and when I commit transgressions, I can tell you for a fact that before I got on my spiritual path and understood karma, that it might be years before some of my transgressions might come back to kick me in the butt. Today, I know that if I commit a transgression, that it could show up and I could pay that debt as quickly as right away. That it could come back into my life, be reflected back into my reality almost immediately. Probably not, but within a few days, I could see the effects of karma taking place in my life because of transgressions that I committed maybe only a week ago. All right? So, I'm not here to teach lessons about karma and purgatory. I'm not. What I'm saying is, because you and I believe differently, doesn't make you right and me wrong. And it doesn't make me right and you wrong. It makes us think differently. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't sit around and call me Looney Tunes or some kind of freak because I study something different from what you study. And don't look down your nose at me because my spiritual philosophy differs from yours. I don't do it to you, so don't do it to me. And don't do it to anybody. It's not right. Deep in your core, no matter what you believe, no matter who you believe in, what you believe in spiritually, you know that it's not right to judge others. There's only one person that can judge you. Well, maybe two. That would be God and yourself. That's right. God and yourself. Your own conscience. So don't sit around being holier than thou, acting like you know so much more than I do, and because I am a New Ager, and by God, I'm here today, I am proud to be a New Ager. I am proud of it. There's nothing to be ashamed of here, my friends. I am a New Ager, and I am totally proud. You can take that for whatever you want. You can look down your nose at me if you want to, but when you do, that just shows me who you really are. So, I know I've been ranting on here. I'm just telling you, look on your brother with love. Look on your brother with love and compassion, and know that your brother is your brother. You all came from the same place. You all have the same God. You've just chosen different paths to get to it. So that's my ramble for today. I've got it off my chest, and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not taking it. When somebody starts shooting at me, I'm going to shoot back. I'm just going to tell the truth. It's the way it is. And, hey, you know what? Whatever you believe in, the truth is out there. I mean it. The truth is out there. Go find it. Go find it on your own. You'll find it. If you'll look for it, you'll find it. And question everything and everybody. Question everything, my friends. Hey, this is Akasha Shabakan. I'm glad you joined us and put up with my rant today, because you're going to hear a lot more of these kind of shows. Peace and love, my brothers. I love you all. Keep listening. Keep listening. It's going to be fun. No matter what you believe, it's going to be fun. Then someday you can tell your kids, oh man, did I ever listen to a crazy SOB back in the day. All right, peace and love. I'm out of here.